The Apostle Paul couldn't meet with every congregation of the church when he wanted to. As the church grew, Christians were spread across the known world. Ironically, this was because of the persecution that started in Jerusalem, with Paul being a huge part of it. In Acts 8, chapter 8, verse 1, it says that Saul agreed completely with the killing of him, speaking of Stephen. Now on that day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were forced to scatter throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. They would no longer be able to meet together as they had. Now the church was scattered abroad, yet they were all together. Paul, after his conversion, knew that even though they weren't all together in one physical place, they were together in spirit. He knew that those who followed the apostles' doctrine would meet together on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. In Acts 20, verse 7, we read that on the first day of the week, when we met to break bread, Paul began to speak to the people, and because he intended to leave the next week, the next day, he extended his message until midnight. Paul even suggested that they make collections for the saints on the first day of the week, because he knew they would be gathered together. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, it says, "And on the first day of the week, each of you set aside some income and save it to the extent that God has blessed you, so that a collection will not have to be made when I come." He knew that they would be together on the first day of the week, no matter where they were. With this virus keeping us apart physically, now we still come together spiritually, as the early church did. No matter where they were physically, on the first day of the week, they gathered to proclaim Christ's death with this memorial. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 5 and 6, "But I will come to you after I have gone through Macedonia, for I will be going through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you, or even spend the winter, so that you can send me on my journey wherever I go." He was looking forward to being with them. Earlier in the letter, he explained to them why they were to come together on the first day of the week. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 20, it reads this, "Now when you come together at the same place, you are not really eating the Lord's Supper. For when it is time to eat, everyone proceeds with his own supper. One is hungry and another becomes drunk. Do you not have houses so that you can eat and drink? Or are you trying to show contempt for the church of God by shaming those who have nothing? What should I say to you? Should I praise you? I will not praise you for this. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.' We come together now to remember that Christ gave his life on the cross for all of us. No matter where we are, he shed his blood for our so our sins could be forgiven. Then he showed his power over death by rising again on the first day of the week. Now, no matter where we are in the world, as we partake of this meal, we proclaim his death to the world until he returns." Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, as we prepare for this meal, asking you to bless each and every one of us, no matter where we are, as we prepare to do this. As we take this bread that represents his body that was broken for us, and the juice that represents the blood that was shed on our behalf for the remission of our sins, we thank you so very much, Father, for this memorial, as we do proclaim your son's death until we see him again. Thank you, Father, so very much for this opportunity. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
on, you can do better than that.